This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We will get to the report down in Columbus in just a second here.
Hell yeah!
But we had a lot of news from the Browns yesterday involving the Cleveland Browns, not just the stadium stuff, which we'll get to later on in the show as well. But the report from Diana Russini yesterday from The Athletic saying that Hall of Famer and Fremont, Ohio native Charles Woodson is joining Cleveland Browns ownership, buying 0.1% of the Browns from the Haslam family. Some contingencies for Woodson going into this deal: he has to be subject to similar broadcasting rules as Tom Brady, which he infamously had during his color commentary for games this season, and is contingent on him removing his NIL from packaging on new bottles of his wine and whiskey business, not to violate the league alcohol policy. So it's another example of former players, Hall of Fame players, getting in on team ownership business.
You know what? He's going to have to sell that whiskey and that wine. Because if you can't put your face and name on there, then what's the point of that? I mean, there's a bunch of whiskeys out there. Isn't that why people buy his wine and whiskey? Is because it's Charles Woodson whiskey?
Well, I did not know about any of these rules, and I just assumed that all the rich people part of the ownership groups around the NFL landscape all have all sorts of stuff they own.
I think they do, but they just can't put their name. Is there a Jerry Jones anything?
I don't think so. Conor McGregor didn't have his name on his whiskey, but everybody knew it was his whiskey, and he sold it for like $1 billion, his stake in that or whatever. So
I am stunned looking at Jerry Jones products online that there's not like Jerry Jones barbecue sauce, Jerry Jones spatulas, Jerry Jones this. You'd think a guy like that would be able to try and transition.
Well, it's like the Cowboys, though.
Just say it's a Jerry Jones
spatulas.
Yeah. Jerry Jones Cowboys.
Exactly. So the next story we had on the list was the one I teased earlier, which is down in Columbus. This NBC4 report on television talked about a potential ban for high noon at the Shoe.
State Representative Tex Fisher has proposed making a big change for Ohio State's football schedule. He introduced a bill that would prevent the Buckeyes from playing a noon game in a top 10 matchup. There would be an exception for the Michigan game. Under the proposal, those big home games would not start until at least 3:30. The bill would also fine the Big Ten or the network broadcasting the game $10 million if it violates the proposed rule.
So they are really not taking the Texas game news well.
Did he give an explanation as to why he was so against noon? Because we talked about it the other day and we got mixed reaction. We had a lot of people that were like, yeah, love the noon games, love to get it over with. If we're traveling, can get home at a normal
hour.
I'm
a noon game guy, yeah.
If it's a night game, you're not getting home till 2 in the morning.
It just says here, the bill states that no state university shall enter into or renew a contract within the NCAA, athletic conference, or a media entity, which they may start before 3:30 in this game, which it just feels like an arbitrary thing at this point.
Well, he even added everything except the Michigan game.
Yes, and that includes in state colleges, except for Michigan.
Which makes it extra arbitrary, yes. Makes it great. I love it.
So, I mean, it seems like
he's
pandering to the outrage that there seems to be.
Hell yes, he is.
But is that outrage real or is it just internet outrage?
I think it's internet outrage. I think people go to the
games. None of my buddies seem to care if it's a noon game. They didn't care.
I have more of a problem that his name is Tex Fisher and he's from Ohio.
He's an Ohio guy.
How about this?
Fisher was a plant?
Should be Ohio Fisher.
Fisher was quoted, a few weeks ago, I said it would be a crime for Fox to put Ohio State versus Texas at noon. Promises made, promises kept. So now he's going to make it an actual crime to put it on at noon.
That's outstanding. Look, he's throwing in the little sayings and everything there. Well, first of all, I didn't hear you say it because I didn't know who the hell you were, so at least you're getting your name out there, Tex.
I also assumed he was in his late 60s. He might be 25.
That's just good, solid college football is what that is. Lima, you say that this sounds like they're being a bunch of babies about it. This is just, you got like, listen, well, no, man, you got to fight SEC with SEC. This is an SEC type of thing that they do.
No, the baby thing is about the planting of the flag at midfield, that they also wanted to combine that as part of legislation to make sure nobody could plant a flag.
You tack that bill on there, too.
Let us not forget, last year, their Senator Bill DeMora proposed a bill to prohibit any public university in Ohio from gaining broadcast rights exclusively on a streaming service just to put it on regular television. So this has been an ongoing thing for over a year
now. Yeah, because there was it a, it wasn't a Peacock game. Who was it?
It probably was because that's the Big Ten rights.
So they just wanted to stream an Ohio State game.
It was probably against like Rutgers or something. I can't even remember, but it's that.
Well, they don't want it exclusively streamed. They want you to be able to pick it up over the air as well.
Exactly, exactly. So we had the game on regular television last night, ESPN, between the Nuggets and the Thunder, Game 6. This audio courtesy of ESPN.
Jokic rested the first 4 minutes and 7 seconds. He's come back fresh. And Jokic from deep gives Denver a 12-point lead.
For the second year in a row, the Nuggets will play a Game 7 in the second round, 119-107 last night. Jokic did his thing. Jamal Murray was sick but still scored.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
For 25 points... This is going to be one of those epic matchups, I think, Game 7, I think on Saturday, I believe.
I was telling Ken that, I was like, can you imagine if the Cavs were still playing and then had to go 7 games? Just how exhausting these series can be. I mean, this is just the semifinals.
Sunday, sorry.
Right. This is just the semifinals, and the Thunder and Nuggets are going to play another game. And these games, if you watch any of them, they're exhausting. Like, these teams are on fumes. By the end, the Thunder, 68 wins, and the Nuggets fired their coach. We already talked about whether or not regular seasons are ever going to mean anything again in Cleveland. Are they going to mean anything anywhere if the Nuggets end up winning this?
One, Thunder Nuggets sounds like something you would find at a fast food restaurant. Two, no, absolutely not. They're murdering their own regular season. They're probably doing it because they've made the playoffs more interesting. Some people certainly disagree with that. But they've made it more interesting because these are becoming very physical. I thought usually when my favorite team loses in the postseason in a terrible fashion, it kills any. I can't look at anything having to do with the sport for the rest of the postseason. I told you that Guardian season in 2017, couldn't watch the ALCS, certainly wasn't watching the World Series. And then I thought it leaked into 2018 with me as well. I'm ready and raring to go for Knicks and Celtics tonight. And you're talking about $17,000 courtside seats for that game in MSG for game six. And if the Knicks are able to close them out, I'm definitely interested in Knicks Pacers. Definitely interested in that. Even to a degree, Celtics Pacers, but not as much for whatever reason.
That's the interesting thing, because you mentioned you didn't watch the ALCS that year. I can still watch other playoff series, just this Eastern Conference Finals I don't think I can do.
You can't watch this Eastern Conference Finals because of this.
Because it's the missed opportunity I talked about.
All right.
Oh, well. But, yeah, so we had that, and then we had some golf yesterday, some major golf action down at Quail Hollow, in which some very unlikely names were atop the leaderboard yesterday. We had Ryan Gerard, Cam Davis, household names, of course, at 5-under, but at 7-under currently, as we enter the round two in just a couple of minutes, Jonathan Vargas, the 40-year-old Venezuelan, birdieing 5 of his first 6 holes en route to a first-round 64.
Are any of them
any chance you get to shoot 64 at a major championship is always great, right? You know, obviously, with the conditions, you know, I didn't really see that score coming. But I think I got lucky that, that I was able to tee off very late and, you know, the course always is drying very quick. So I was able to take advantage a little bit of those, you know, conditions at the end of the day.
Are any of them club pros? That was always one of the unique features of the PGA Championship, is that you would literally get a guy who a week ago was training, you know, some women on the driving range for hours on end. Then they get to go participate in the PGA Championship. I always thought that was pretty cool.
I don't believe this guy is like a club pro. His best finish at a major was tied for 22nd all the way back in 2016. So he's been around, but he's one of those cases where a guy just gets hot at the right time, seemingly. And if he keeps it up for the next 3 days, it's one of the best stories in golf this year.
22nd is pretty damn good in its own right. You said that was 2016, though?
Yes.
That was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, this is
Quail Hollow.
Quite literally one of the worst leaderboards you could ever imagine in terms of star power.
Rory McIlroy is tied for 98th. He had a 74 yesterday.
Only
just not
one
a great
way to
day
go.
For him.
Yeah. Well, you'll figure it out. We'll get it going.
And finally, something I found was interesting yesterday at the, the football camp that Kevin Stefanski was at over at the stadium.
The flag football camp.
Yeah, he talked about the investment possibly into getting Ohio to fully recognize flag football.
I love this game of football. I love so many things about this game. And certainly flag is a great entryway into football for young kids. And it's also something that you can keep doing, as we can see now that it's an Olympic sport.
He did something very nice. You know, I had Joe make that video for the for me, because, you know, I'm a recruiter. I recruit. And my friend of mine had Kevin make a video for the folks in Westlake, which I thought was very nice. Very nice man, that Kevin Stefanski.
The flag football thing, I've seen people say, oh, flag football is going to be bigger than normal high school football in 10 years. How big is this really going to get?
Because
now, obviously, girls are playing flag football. They're establishing programs all over Northeast Ohio, really all over the country.
It's bigger, but I think it's a foray into tackle football. I'm surprised some are actually going the other way with it, which I don't agree with. I'd rather go with flag a little bit further on, until at least middle school maybe, but, you know, we'll see where it goes. But I think it's a good thing. It's certainly a good thing to get girls involved in, and I'm glad that he had the event again. It seemed like a very nice event.
2.4 million kids under 17 play organized flag football in the United States.
Would you watch NFL players play flag football
in the Olympics,
at a high level?
Absolutely.
In the Olympics, you said?
Yeah, I think that's what they're proposing here pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, it depends. What's the Browns' record by the time they start playing Olympic flag football?
Wouldn't it be in the summertime, so it's 0-0?
Yeah, that's what I meant, Mitch. That's what I meant.
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.